Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Fast Lane Sports Show Nation. Welcome to a brand new edition of the show. We are live. It is Monday night. We are back. It seems like it's been forever since we've been on a Monday night, but we are back. Christina is here. She will be joining me shortly. We've got some World Outlaws updates. We've got all updates. We've got some NASCAR updates, new things to talk about there. We've got a lot to discuss, and we've only got 2 hours to do it. You know the drill. Keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
By Hardcore Fin Game. I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's Monday.
Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular lines, and the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing fight or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hell raiser, and a racetrack Romeo.
Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town.
And welcome to the show tonight. You're joining us. Thank you for tuning in live to the show. We are glad to have you. We enjoy all of our fans of the show. It has been a fun day since we live here. So thank you for coming back with us tonight. We were live at Atomic Speedway on May 28th. We did a little show, did a bunch of live stuff from there. So if you followed all of us, if you followed us that night, all of our social media, see and hear quite a bit of updates from at the Speedway. Our first time there, the World of Outlaws, they were there. It was their first time being at Attica. I mean, Atomic in 13 years. So Atomic was glad to have them back, welcomed them with open arms. Anytime the World of Outlaws come through town to a small town short track like Atomic, it's a big deal. It was packed house. There was a ton of people there. It was a great crowd. It was a great night for racing. Hopefully you got to see all the pictures and all the interviews and watch our lives and listen in to the show that we did there from the track. I had my with me. Bryce was my audio guy. He was my cameraman. I enjoyed having him there with me. It was his first taste of a dirt race. He's been to NASCAR races with me. He's been to Jennerstown with me. That was his first taste of dirt racing, and to say that he was excited and enjoyed himself would be an understatement. If he was here tonight, I'd have him come on real quick what he thought, but he's enjoying himself on the beach, getting dirty in a different way, down at Myrtle Beach, with a bunch of his. They just all graduated high school, so they took a little summer trip to Myrtle Beach for the week. So he's having fun down there. But he did go with me, Atomic. He had a time. It was awesome for him to see all of these sprint cars, to see some great World of Outlaw action on track there at Atomic. We had a great time. And of course, our second World of Outlaws event ever for us. The first one was Wayne County Speedway in 2020. And when the Outlaws there, we went there the first time. They scheduled a race. It got rained out. I'm like, nah, they're not gonna reschedule this. They did. They came back in October. I went to that to see Casey Kane and all the guys. World of Outlaws was there. County Speedway. Sheldon Houdenshield won that race. And our second World of Outlaws, we go to Atomic Speedway in Ohio. And Sheldon's Houdenshield won that one as well. So two World of Outlaw events for the Fastlane Sports Show. Both Ohio and Sheldon won both of them. So that was awesome to see that. Talk to Sheldon throughout the night. We talked to him once he got back to the pits. So it was awesome to see that. We talked to Brad Sweet. We talked to Casey Kane. We talked to Gravel. We talked to Brock Zierfs. We talked to Carson Macedo, Sheldon Houdenshield. All of them were right. If you had a pit pass, you could be right there and see and talk to of them. That's the unique thing about this type of ring. You can get pit passes to NASCAR, and you can maybe have a chance to get NASCAR driver's autograph or something, or get see him, shake his whatever. But at a town short track, like at a Atomic or Wayne Speedway or Lernerville, you get a pit pass, and those guys are right there. I mean, they most times they stop what they're doing. A lot of fans want pictures or autographs. They'll stop with what they're doing. They'll take pictures, sign stuff for kids. A lot of it's for kids. And like I said at the track that Saturday on the show, you also need to respect them as well, because you know the we're not dealing with NASCAR teams. You know, NASCAR shows to a track, they've got crews of 15, 20, 30 guys that work on the car. The driver, he's off doing driver stuff. At a small town short track, at a World of Outlaws event, at an All-Star event, at a Lucas Oil late model event, most times the driver is crew. He's right there. We're working on the car. He's helping the guy get the car set up. He knows what it needs. He can help set it, cleaning it, you know, get the tires ready, get this just ready, get that ready. And he's got meetings. He's got pill draws. He's got motor heat. You know, he's got stuff to do as well. So you also, while it's awesome to be able to get that close to the drivers, you need to respect that they have work to do as well. But it's awesome to see those drivers take time, especially kids. Those future of the sport. If kids are there, most likely they are interested already, and you don't want them to have a bad experience, but at the same time, they need to be told as well that they're busy. So if they can't get to you right away, there's plenty of time throughout the after the race is all done. That is when these drivers are most busy with the fans, because that's when they don't turn anybody away. But it was awesome to be at Atomic. It was good to see Sheldon win. We'll talk about him. We'll bring Christina on in just a minute. Thank you, our sponsors who make travel possible. Barbasol, as always, being a dedicated sponsor of the show and giving us an opportunity to have a phone line. That phone line is open anytime we're live on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. You can call, and that number is 657-383-1903. Call in. Time the show is live. It's for the next hour and 3 minutes, so you have time to call in if you want. 357 Woodworks, thanks to them for giving us a mobile studios to with us on the road to the tracks to bring live shows. Also broadcast live on Twitter when we can, Facebook live. So we've got multiple outlets to come to you live at a racetrack as well. Margazano Design, they've been a part of the show. We talk about them all the time. They support the show. BG Photography, if you need a great racetrack photographer, be sure to check out Debbie for all your photographic needs. And, of course, Hardcore Fishing Game. For coming on board last year and coming back to join us again here, we appreciate them as well. Talk more about Margazano Designs and Hardcore Fishing Game here in just a little bit. But first, let's cue up the music and get Christina on here.
Like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires.
Oh, that's a little dirt road anthem for you there, and of course that is our cute bring on for South Florida soggy co-host, getting quite a bit of rain down there. They had a tropical storm roll through over the weekend. Christina, are you coming to it from a boat, or is everything okay? Are you in your apartment?
No, I'm in the apartment. We survived the first tropical storm, but our wet weather continues. We've been, you know, under a severe thunderstorm watch and warning all day. So, I mean, it is the time of the year, so we'll see. We already got through one name. We'll see how many more we get through before June's over.
Was this last one, Alex?
Yeah, this was Alex. So, Alex is the first name of the year.
So is it an Alex boy or Alex girl? Are we boys or girls this year?
I don't even know, because they do both. So
right.
I mean, I'm not sure which one this was, but it definitely was pretty wet. We had there's a lot of flooding in Miami. Don't do what people in Miami did, because they decided to try to drive through it. Wasn't the most intelligent thing they've done, but I mean, yeah. So I was pretty much stuck in my house, my apartment all weekend.
I hope Minister Cantori of the Weather Channel was able to ask the hurricane what vendor it was, so that we can figure that out as it went. But We have got quite a bit to talk about. Christine, of course, World of Outlaws to talk about. We have big all stuff coming up at the end of this week. It's going to kind of kick off a thing. We got some big news to talk about. We've got NASCAR stuff going on. So I'll give you the breakdown and then post later on our league page. Some big stuff. We got some sponsors, Chris, who have chipped in for Sonoma race. I like to do special stuff with road course races. So we've got a lot of bonus points on the line this weekend. NASCAR will invade Northern California wine country at Sonoma on the road course this Sunday coming up. So we need some stuff to do for that race as well. But before we get all that, we do have our portion of talking dirty, where you know, talk about World of Outlaws, the All-Stars, Lucas Oils. Kick it off with the World of Outlaws, Christine. Late models have been a little quiet here lately. They had a race just a few days ago on Friday, but they've had some stuff canceled and rained out over the last week or so. So we haven't had too much thing in the World of Outlaw late models. But we at Port Royal on Saturday, May 1st, we saw Jared Miley win there in the World of Outlaw Construction Models. Big race there at Port Royal. That's home track, isn't it?
I don't think it was his home track, but it's the race that he should have won the first time they were there. I've never actually heard of this driver until then. They call him the Jet. It was a great race. He won, did what he could. It's his home state victory. So he's from Pennsylvania, but he's from Pittsburgh. He's from the wrong side of the state.
It was your home track, your old home track. Yeah.
It is my home track. Yeah, this is the track that was literally, 5 minutes outside of my backyard for the large majority of my life. I still consider it my home track. You know, we're trying to plan a time. We'll see if it's this year to get back there. I mean, anything is possible, but we'll see. But he is the guy that won. The Jet is from Pennsylvania too. He's just from the wrong side of the state. From, you know, the side of the state that likes that ugly yellow color.
Yes,
very ugly yellow. Ugh.
Yes.
Every ugly, every sports team in Pittsburgh has an ugly yellow color. Ugh. They forget how to win championships too. But I digress. It happens. So yes, that was a great race though. They always do well at Port Royal. The late models show up. Port Royal is great for late model racing. It's actually great for every racing on that series that they put on that surface. That track's just phenomenal with what they do.
Yes. It is a trip that I have written on as someplace I would love to go and catch a race, whether there's a race or a sprint car race. I would love to get to Port Royal, check them out. From there, Christina, we went to Saturday, May 28th, World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Atomic Speedway. The Case Construction Late Models are in Hartford at Barron Speedway, where we see Ryan Gustin pick up a win. He beat Clanton and Josh Richard there at Barron Speedway.
Yeah, I mean, Sharon Speedway, it kind of sucked because it's terrible. We only got one night in. We didn't get the next night in, which was kind of sucky, but they got one night rained out. The next night they ran. So, man, Mother Nature really don't like late models this time. So, you know, it's what's crazy. And it was deja vu. for the guy that ended up winning this race because, he was tangling and battling last year at the same racetrack with Kyle Larson, and finished second. So he found himself again in second with 12 laps to go. And, I don't think he was like, I feel like that weighed on him quite a little bit. So I'm not going to finish second again. Granted, it wasn't the same guy, but it's always fun to see them race at all these tracks. And Josh Richards, that was a great highlight of his night. But, we'll see. There was a lot of other stuff that happened to Josh Richards, too, after that.
Yes, and then from there we go on to June 3rd, this past Friday, where the Ace Construction head to Tri-City Speedway, and there we see ever get a win, and it was Bobby Pierce. He beat out Bronson and Ryan Gustin. And we should note that Sharon, that was Gustin's first win of the year as well. So he gets a huge win there, big boost in points. Of course, Dennis Durb will talk about those points. So Bobby Pierce goes on to win at Tri-City Speedway on June 3rd, this past Friday.
Yeah, they don't call him the smooth operator for no reason. He led all 40 laps of that feature, and it was the second series win of the year. So, Bobby Pierce just, he's good at what he does. That's why he's a great driver. He's really good in these late models, and, hey, that's the second win in his home state, too. It's good. You get that win at home. Big crowd, big win. It feels good for them and, what they've settled in and can do. And, let's be honest, Kyle Bronson needed a good finish, got it. And, no fault of his own, Kyle Larson in a late model finished sixth. So, hey, it happens.
It does. And that anytime Kyle Larson goes up at a track, the competition gets a little nervous. I don't have to worry about him at night, so that was good. Looking at the World of Outlaw Case Construction Late Model Series, Christine, Dennis Erb still in a pretty commanding lead at the top of those standings. He's got a 98-point lead over Max Blair, Tanner English in third. That man we talked about, Ryan Gust, his first win of the year, he's in fourth. And Brent Larson rounds out the top five there. Christina, I would almost say consistency was championship, but these drivers all over the board are Dennis Erb. He's only got nine top five. We've had 20 races. He's got 15 top tens. I would expect us to see a lot more top fives instead of a points leader. He does have two wins on the year. He is tied with Max Blair. They both have wins on the year. But Dennis, I guess, has just a couple more top fives and top tens to where he can edge out Max Blair there for the points.
Yeah, there's a lot that can happen, and that's what I mean. This series is all over the place, and I think that's what makes it even better for the fans and, everyone who's a late model fan, whether you're, just a fan of late models or racing in general. There's a lot of great racing, and we don't know. This is the tightest race we've had in the World of Outlaw Case Construction Late Model Series in quite a little while, points-wise, considering the other guy jumped ship and pretended he didn't care about the late models. So, the World of Outlaws, but... it is what it is. So no worries there. He decided to jump ship and everyone else is excited for it. So it works out. We see a great battle for the points, and I don't foresee there being any real consistency. This is going to be an up and down roller coaster till we get to the end.
Yeah. It's definitely be fun to watch. As you mentioned, Brandon Shepherd has decided to leave the World of Outlaws. And then is a Lucas Oil Points series schedule this year. So, I talked to a guy at work, the big dirt race fan. He says that it's concerning to see Brandon Shepherd leave the World of Outlaws. From what he hears, some of the guys on inside, is just that there are quite a few late model drivers who aren't with the World of Outlaws right now. I'm not here for any speculation. I'm not going to talk bad about Buddy or any leader series. So we'll leave that to some more research if we find it. But yeah, Brandon Shepherd not really happy with Outlaws, so that was a big reason he went to the Lucas Oil. But at any rate, the rest of our top 10 points, Kyle Hammer, Josh Richards, Gordy Dicker, Boone Briggs, ninth, Tyler Bruce, rounding out the top 10. Christina, a big difference between the late model and the sprint cars versus in the top 10, we've only got three drivers who have wins in the top 10. Dennis Ryan Gustin, who got one. All the rest of the wins come from outside of the top 10. I mean, it's night and day when you look at the points for the most energy drink cars.
Yeah, and that's what I think makes this even more interesting. And I mean, I could add to what certain things have been said and what is what, but that would take a full 2 hours to talk about. And I've got other things I'd like to talk about when it comes to the penalty box, which we'll get to later on. So, there's speculation, obviously, there always will be, but I mean, some things should probably change, but some people and some drivers probably need to look at it at a different perspective as well. But we'll leave it at that. But I mean, this series is wide open, and I think that's what makes it even cooler and, you know, more ironic to see. I want to see Max Blair battle a little harder here with Dennis Erb, you know, and we'll see what happens and what they can make of it. I mean, I might just pick Max Blair just because he's got the Miami Dolphins logo on his helmet. I mean, I still am intrigued by this. Just saying.
Yeah.
That's just weird to me. I've never seen anyone with this logo on their helmet other than, you know, the Miami Dolphins. So it's interesting.
And he's
from
Pennsylvania. Big fan, I guess.
Exactly. He's from the same area I'm from. So it just doesn't make sense. It's so weird. But, hey, whatever works for him. I mean, he is running second, so we'll see. There's a lot more racing to be had in that series as to what can happen and what can happen. We'll see. I'm intrigued. They'll be in Jacksonville soon. So if you're in Florida, the end of June, you can go to Jacksonville Speedway and see the Case Construction late model.
Yes, but before that, they will be heading out. Yeah, the Case Construction late models, they don't run again, Christina, until Friday, June 24th, which I guess is really only about two and a half away. But definitely run a more condensed schedule compared to their sister series, the sprint cars in the World of Outlaws, who race 90 a year.
Right.
You know, the late models race a little bit, but they also kind of integrate with the Lucas Oil and what so. But
yeah,
the Case Construction late models World of Outlaws, they don't run again until Friday and Saturday, June 24th and 25th. They'll be at Federated Auto Parts race at I-55 in Pebble, Missouri, and they'll be there for the St. Louis Firecracker Fest-Off. It's got a pretty cool logo. And if you go to World of Outlaws, click racing, go to schedule, you scroll down, you can see the schedule, and that race weekend has a pretty fast logo for that race. Check that out. You can check out all of the schedule the rest of the year for both series. You do it on schedule, so scroll down. It'll take you all the way down to November when we do Charlotte for the dirt track there for the World of Outlaws finals. But we've got a long way before we get there, Christina. So we'll take it week by weekend, until we get there. But Max Blair definitely has quite a few opportunities yet to catch the serve and take over those points.
Yeah, he does. And it's exactly like you said. The reason their schedule is the way it is so they can coincide and run with the Lucas Oil late models, which is what happens all the time. These guys coincide and they'll integrate a lot throughout the year. So, I mean, yeah, it's a lot less than the sprint cars, but the sprint cars don't like to share either, as we all know.
Yeah. They are the big brother on the porch. And when it comes to the World of Outlaws, they definitely get a lot more press and a lot more people talking about them. Christina, the reason I guess we should note too, it's not due to a schedule as well. I mean, it is. But the models have had some races canceled in May, and of course, we've already got some races canceled here in June in New York. It looks like Orange County their Speedway has made cancellations, and so there are some canceled races on the schedule already as well. So, I mean, even as far out as July, there are some construction races that are canceled for whatever reason. That is why
it's for tires.
Okay, it is a tire issue then?
Due to the tire shortage, yeah. A lot of things are going wrong when it comes to their schedule and the tires, and who knows, there could be some issues with fuel now too. Again, there's just a lot of things going on that's going to cause this cancellation as well, which it's very unfortunate that it's going to happen, but a lot of it is due to some shortages of tires and everything else, which stinks. And
yeah,
this is why you shouldn't have a tire rule. Just saying.
we'll switch gears, pun intended, to the other side of the World of Out porch, and we'll go ahead and we'll talk about the non-energy drink stars, because, as I said at the beginning, Christina, we were at Atomic Speedway for the race on Saturday, May 28th, and you mentioned tires. So that part of Ohio had gotten some good rainfall that week leading to this race on Saturday. Friday night, what as bad as Thursday, but it was enough. So Atomic came in Friday early Saturday morning, packed the track to try and get a good hard surface that we could run on for Saturday's event. It was very overcast. It was raining. It wasn't even muggy, but it was overcast Saturday morning, early Saturday afternoon when we got Christina, they gave sound for the sprint cars to go and do the motor heat. They did right there in the pit area because it's got a nice big pit area before they go out onto the track. So they were just doing their motor heat right through the pits. As we're doing that, Christina, the sun comes out. And I mean, it's like clouds parted like curtains. And the sun came out and was blazing. Thing got muggy and it got warm quick. This caused concern with the World of Outlaw officials, some of the drivers, because Atomic packed the speedway so tight for the weather that when the sun came out, Christine, it dried up. I'm talking a half of that track was dry. And it was hard. And these drivers said, we're not racing on that. So we had an hour and a half delay. The track kicked in right away. The guys got on all their machines. They got their little thing out there that kind of looks like a rolling cheese grater, Christina. It's the best way I can
imagine. Oh, yeah, it's not a grater.
Okay. They got it out there. He started making laps. And he did his thing, and then we got some of the track equipment out there making laps, and then we got the water truck out there. They got that track ready to race up. The drivers and initials all agreed that this track is good to go. Christina, was like an hour and 15 minutes they had track ready. Huge props to Atomic Speedway track guys. They kicked into action. They got that track ready. It was good, and we've seen some amazing races. Christina, we almost needed a Knoxville flip counter down there. I swear, we had in the heat races, we had so many cars flipping. I guarantee we had at least six cars that flipped that night at Atomic. It was crazy. I've never seen it. My son was absolutely freaking out the first car that flipped. I forget. It was one of the regular guys. It was one of the local guys. He flipped. He cut the wall with the right rear through the middle three and four, and he flipped up the fence and back down to the track. It was the first thing. It was the first time he's ever seen anything like this. Christina, he's freaking out. I think he's freaking out probably more than the driver was. But I had to reassure him he's okay. We stood. We watched. We saw him get out. He waved to the crowd out. Everybody started cheering. I see he's okay. He's fine. He came back to the pit, you know, and we've seen him around. But that was his first experience, Christina, with dealing with a flipping sprint car. I'm sure you've seen it. It's crazy of the air that these cars can get. And at Atomic, they got the catch fence is actually almost about 8 or 9 feet off of the track. So you got the wall, you got a big dirt ledge, and you got the catch fence. And then seats are probably another 10 feet from that. So no fans were in danger. The driver walked away, but I'm sure you've experienced it. It's crazy to see these cars flip because, Christina, when they flip, they're done. They're demolished.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved him to be with me the night a late model went literally straight up in the air and rolled. I could imagine how he would have reacted to that. He'll get used to that. This is unfortunately a normal aspect to the sport. Yes, does it scare you? Is it dangerous? Yes, it's very dangerous, and a lot can happen. But these roll cages that they make are honestly some of the best in the business, and for good reasoning behind it. But it's a good thing that the track listened to the drivers. This is an instance where you hope that every track can be like Atomic was and, you know, listen to what they're telling them, because these tires, folks, they're not cheap. One of those big suckers you see on the rear are as much as my paycheck some weeks. I'm not lying. It's honestly, and I'm not even exaggerating. I wish I were exaggerating at this point. But I'm not, because they keep raising the prices because of, you know, Hoosier has every excuse under the sun going on right now. But, I mean, it's great that they listen, they show up, and they tell these folks everything that they can do and make it a great event, which it was, because it was the battle of the young guys out there, you know, trying to get the craziness.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk the feature in just a minute, but it was a great night of racing. There were several times, even before, once guys were all there, everybody was unloading, before the drivers were even in their driver suits, Bryce and I walked over to turn in the middle of one and two is where they come on and off of, out of the pit, off of the track, into the pit. So him and I walked over there. Obviously, there's no on-track activity going on. So the fish, they didn't care who was walking around. We walked up there. I noticed some drivers were out there. And Charlie Vest, he's the owners of Atomic. We had him on the show. I seen him stand down by the wall, and I walked over there, and he was talking to David Gravel. And I'm standing there kind of listening to see what they're talking about. And Charlie was talking about some of the improvements that he wants to make back, and one of them is the wall. Right now, Christina, it's just like a concrete block wall that they have in both turns. And Charlie's big concern is while tires touching the wall, you know, drivers getting a little too high, the right rear kind of touching that wall, and it's just concrete. So he's afraid that it's going to grab those tires, and that's where we're going to get his split from. So, you know, he was talking to David Gravel about some ways to improve the wall. And one of the ways it sounded like, you know, was maybe a hard type of plastic or something like to cover the concrete. And it's nice to see a track owner getting an input a driver because, again, Christina, it's been 13 years the Outlaws came to Atomic. I have a feeling that streak is over, that this is going to be a yearly thing for the Outlaws to come to Atomic. And I think Charlie wants to do everything he can to keep them coming back. So you talk about the track back, getting the track ready to the driver liking. He's also asking the driver's input on safety. That's huge to me as well.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of these tracks need to do and continue to do to keep these bigger tour season, you know, series coming back. And there's no knocking the locals or anything. The local racing is always going to be king, and being able to bring these, you know, other series in and bring in more money and stuff, it's always a great thing for tracks. And Atomic did what the best that they had, and that's exactly what you would hope for. And you know, they did wonderful. It was a great race. It was crazy. It was insane racing, and guys that needed to have great finishes had great finishes, and guys that couldn't afford to have a bad night, some of them had a bad night. And this is what you want when you go to a track like Atomic, is to have all that happen and being, you know, 100%.
And you know, as I mentioned, I think Sheldon, she got the win that night. We got to see Sheldon in victory lane again. And you talk about very young podium Christina. Sheldon had his fight of his life. I probably thought he was in the ocean because he was surrounded by sharks for that entire feature. Christina, he was battling with Jacob Allen right down the couple laps. Jacob Allen slipped up a bit in one of the turns. His nephew Logan Schuhart was right there. That's how they finished. Was Sheldon got in. Logan came in second, and Jacob came in third. But that feature had one caution. It was a quick caution, but it was supposed to be a 35 live lap feature because of the time, because of the track, because of the delay. They ended up only running laps. They ran 30 laps. But Sheldon did not get that win easily. Hit Jacob Allen and fought for that lead. It seemed like they switched. They were changing leaders every corner. You know, Sheldon was going high, oddly, just like his dad. He loves to run on top. And Jacob was making that bottom work. But it was a heck of a full fight. It was an awesome feature, and it was some of the best racing I've ever seen live.
I'm glad you went and you were able to experience this, because you saw three drivers that need a good night thrive. And let's take a minute to, like, literally talk about Jacob Allen, because we don't talk about Jacob Allen enough and everything, and no one does. But Jacob Allen has had quite a month of racing, and that's as honest as it is. He's had probably one of the best months of his career in racing altogether. It doesn't matter what series it's been in. He's had a great couple of weeks, and, I mean, to be on the podium yet again and running up there and running well and doing great. He got everything he could out of that weekend. Yes, he got passed by Logan a little late in the race, but I mean, all in all, it was such a great track for him, and he did lead some laps. He just didn't lead the one at the end that counted the most, but he still had a great showing.
Christina, he was racing also against one of the hottest drivers in the world of outlaw and off energy drink car series right now. Christina, well, we had racers in the month of May for the world of outlaw. Sheldon and half of them, Christina, now have five wins on the year. He went on and on Saturday at a time, he went on to win Memorial Day Spectacular in Lawrenceburg, Indiana as well. So Sheldon winning what, three of the last seven races the Outlaws have been to. And he battled Kyle Larson for the win at Attica. So Sheldon is hot. Well, he's on a tear. But also, they ran past Friday at River City Speedway in North Florida, and Carson Mosquito got from there. We got to talk to Carson that Saturday as well. He's a great guy to talk to. All of you guys, really, are great guys to talk to, but Carson Mosquito that way. And actually, Saturday, going to the race with the Thomas, Christina, Carson Hill was second in the point. That has changed me. That has not changed. He is still the leader of the points in Austin Unity Sprint Cars. But David Graveler has been the second. Kevin Haldenshield in that third, and Carson the fourth. Logan Schuhart still right there, and that's not by any means, but those drivers from Brad to Logan Schuhart, they are definitely in a heated point battle right now.
Yeah, and this is what you want in this kind of heat, this battle, this fight, and everything that's going on throughout this. And I mean, we want to look at the last four races, the only race where Jacob Allen has truly had a rough night was at in North Dakota. So, I mean, that was his worst race in the last, month and a half. So, and Carson Macedo needed to win because, I mean, he's fallen behind. And look, our old buddy Donnie Schatz decided to find victory lane. And, of course, it's in the Dakotas where he's from. Well, yeah, podium, not victory lane, but found the podium, which we haven't seen him on a podium in how long.
Right. Yeah. And he needs all the points he can get.
Yeah, he needs a lot of help, and he needs a lot of guys to have some really bad weeks coming up. And, I mean, we're going to – starting here this weekend, we're going to be at the track, the famed track, the amazing Knoxville. We're going to Knoxville, Iowa, and we're going to see Brunell's big guns bash for a 2-day event. And, I mean, he knows how to win there. He's done it several times, but Donnie's really going to have to find a way to get back on track because, I mean, these young guys are just running over him at this point.
Yeah, he was one of the guys I didn't get to talk to at a time, but he is very intimidating. I almost didn't even want to call. He was in a zone, and he's probably the nicest guy in the world. He just didn't look very approachable Saturday. I wasn't gonna get heads off that in front of him. But no, he went on the year, but he really needs some big time help in the points. Christina, it's almost, looking at these points. Sheldon, on Memorial Day, he got his win, and this past week on Friday, Carson got his fifth win of the year. Both of those got five wins now on the year. They've won 10 combined of the 24 races for this year, but it's almost like these two drivers, it's Eckers or Rears. It's get the PM or don't even make the PM, and it's hurting them really in the points. Mm-hmm. They've got fives apiece, but they're both 56 and 62 out of first place behind Brad Sweet.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to find a way to stay on the right side of the track and not find the wrecker. You don't want to be put on the on the record, and you don't want to be wondering at the end of this, what the hell did I do wrong? You're chasing yourself at that point, and you're only making it worse. And we'll see. Knoxville's a 2-day event. Anything can happen in Knoxville. We're going to some tracks now that are 2-day events. So if you have a bad night one, you better have taken notes on what you put in that setup and change it and throw the book at it and make it better going into this, because this June and July are some pretty big months for sprint car racing, and a lot could be made and ground be made on the points. But you got to find a way to get on that podium. And better yet, you got to find the checkered flag, like a lot, if you're some of these guys.
Yeah, and, you know, consistency, again, we talk about consistency and championships. Going into the race at Atomic on that Saturday, the gravel had 11 top fives and 17 top tens. Currently today, just since that Saturday race at Atomic, we only ran three races, he's got 13 top fives and 3 top tens. So he's gotten 3 top tens since that race. In the last races. So, Christina, David Grubble is showing why he has jumped all the way up, second in the points, because he is finding those top fives and those podiums, and he is gaining big points from Brad Sweet. The other thing we talked about earlier, in Case Construction Late Model Series, Christina, all 3 of the top 10 drivers points had wins. Christina, this NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, only 2 in the 10 don't have a win in this series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's night and day. The win in the Sprint Car Series seem to come a lot easier for these guys. They're running in the top 10. Of course, these guys running in the top 10 also about 10 or 12 regulars that travel every race as well. So that's why a lot of those wins come in the top 10 in Austin Drink.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll compare the sprint cars real quick to NASCAR and the fact that it's going to take more than one win to get very far in the series,
yeah.
Which is what we'll talk about a little later on, but it's just the competition, it's rougher, like you said, this also plays into the scheduling and how many races are ran throughout the year for each series, and that plays a huge part in all this, too. But for the World of Outlaw, NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car drivers, and the regulars, especially trying to battle for a championship, you need to take this couple-day break here and really look into what's going on. And it's like a mid-season almost reflex here to try and fix something that isn't working or do something, because you're going to need to find the, you know, that victory lane. That checkered flag is what you need.
Yeah. And again, I keep going back to the race of Atomic, but we obviously last Monday, Memorial Day. So, you know, looking at the top 10, we talked to Sweet, David Gravel, Sheldon Hound, Carson Macedo. So, Spencer Bass, we talked to him. Got a win. He won at Bristol. Deerfoss, we talked to him. We also talked to Casey Kane. He's a little outside the top of time, but he's back to the rating full-time. And again, he's running that number 9 car. We took Casey as well. Young kid. He's full of energy. He was great to talk to. Buck Deerfoss was a blessing to talk to. He's another one of those guys you can just tell he's down to earth and he loves talking to people. But Casey King, we talked to him, interviewed him as well. And Christina, a quick story about Casey King. So once the drivers got prepared to get in their cars, they ran their motor. They got out, they started wearing warm cars. We were walking on the pit. Of course, they're wearing their fire suits to make their earplugs hanging around their neck. And my son made a comment about, I wonder what kind of thing they was while they're racing. Oh, he was joking. But one night before the feature, I was going to talk to some drivers, see how the car was for the feature and everything. I was talking to McKinney, and I, I asked Casey towards the end of the interview. I said, Casey, I said, I've got my son with me here tonight. He's pretty sure, whatever. And he was wondering what kind of music you guys listen to in your headphones. And I chuckled. That got laughed out of Casey. He loved it. He just thought that he's saying, as she's walking through the, if it was me, it'd be country. So, Kane, in case they've been wondering, is a big country music fan. So there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. I'm glad that your son actually got to experience some of these drivers firsthand, because, I mean, that's the best part about it is getting into it and being able to see these guys and what they do. And, I mean, that's what makes it even cooler and better is being around them and learning from them. And, I mean, are you going to put them in a race car now?
Oh, let me tell you, the whole way home, all I heard about was, man, I think I went in the racing thing. I said, well, son, you waited a little late, and I'm a little short on cash. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know. He's hooked. Real quick, too.
That's what happened. That's the problem. You waited. You waited until he's 18 to put him in the car.
You know, I even told him, I said, listen, kid, I tried to buy you a go-kart years ago when you were still in racing, and you said no. So I don't want to hear it. Ian Madsen was there as well. So we were blessed with two Aussies Saturday night at Atomic. Ian Madsen, the 49X, was there. As well as, of course, Jesse McFadden. And Christina pointed out to my son, I know he didn't know, obviously didn't know, but in the pit, the 83 hauler was parked right next to number 9, Heinhall. I thought that was amazing.
Oh, Lord.
There's obviously, there's been bad, because he was talking to James all night. Obviously, their cars were...
Oh, they're great friends. They're still going to be friends. Which is amazing, and it's nice that they put them all together, considering, you know, it works out. They can share information if they so choose. But, yeah, that's fun that they were parked beside each other.
And it's funny because, you know, you see all these drivers, they're kind of on the track. But when you're walking around the pits, at one point we walked by Donnie Schott hauler, and he was standing out there, him and Brett. They were standing out talking to each other. No, you walk down a little bit farther, and David Cole was parked next to the Brock Deerfoss, and they're out there talking to each other. You know, you had Brad Sweet, Casey, and Sheldon Houndsfield all sitting on a four-wheeler before driver meeting with Jim Fadden, and they were all sitting there talking. So, you know, these guys, they compete two, three times in a week track, but you know, when they're in the cars, a lot of them are friends off the track as well.
Oh, yeah, they always will be, and that's what's so great about this series. In racing in general, which, I mean, we can't say that about other series in racing, which we'll talk about that too, but, I mean, some people are just forever crybabies and little whiny bitches, but I mean, to each his own, it happens. So, but yeah, no, it's a great series. They all are. That's why dirt racing will forever always be king.
Yes. It is definitely, I'm glad you got to go and experience it. And we'll talk about something coming up here in just a minute, because
when is he going again?
When is he going again? You'll find out.
Does he want to go again?
Yes. Yes.
Oh boy.
I think
created two monsters.
I think yes. I think may be hooked to a dirt race racing. But we'll find out.
Late models. Well, send them to a late model race. Get them on that one.
That's even more expensive, I feel like. Jeez, I don't know. No. But he did get it. So he did get to see the money that's up in the cars. So he saw some World of Outlaw haul and how they got two or three wings inside the hauler. Some of them had two cars. The tire trailer where the guys were going buying buyers and the haulers themselves and how much those costs, and they all have four-wheelers, and they all have pushers. Most of the drivers have four-wheeler or a dirt bike that they're on. So definitely knows there's some money involved. But I don't know.
The way you win and you get all this extras in racing, you better find good sponsorship. Be good to your sponsors.
That's what I told
them.
I said, look at these drivers too. They've all got sponsors. You got Napa, you got Nauta Energy, you got Husqvarna Speedway, and AM Racing. You've got all of these big companies, that are big sponsors. So, but no, he enjoyed it. He had a time, and hopefully we'll talk about the next race that he's going to. Christine, the World of Outlaws, they're not fully sprint cars here. We've got another that race, they were at Atomic Speedway this past weekend at the official Royal 340. 15,000 to win, Christina.
Yeah, and they were all taking notes on what to do when it comes time to, win the race there here in the next week, which I find ironic that they raced at Atomic right before it. The big week that's coming up, but they did. So, we'll see. I believe, was that not a last lap pass as well? Yes. Cool Duncan. Just wait till the final lap to win at Atomic. For 15 grand, that's a huge, huge payday, too. That's not a small payday. That's a pretty good one.
And it's all sunshine and rainbows and the All-Stars.
Yes.
Tyler Courtney got himself another podium and has now opened up quite decent points lead in the All-Star Circuit of Champions there on Mr. Jeff Peck. So it's not quite a 100-point lead yet, but it's getting close. Like, the gap's getting bigger as the weeks go on. But the All-Stars, they've been in Ohio since June. They got here to Attica. They were in there first for just a regular night of racing on Friday, and we saw Corey Wise get the win on Zeb Wise. I'm combining a couple of different drivers on that one. Zeb Wise got the win. Beat out Corey Tyson and Hunter Schoenberg for that win there at Attica. And then, as you mentioned, Jim Cole Dunn gets the win at Atomic. That, Christina, is all the prelude to come and start this Friday, June 10th.
The craziest week of racing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
craziest.
Sit back and get strapped in because we've got 9 races coming up for the Ohio Sprint Speed Week, and it all starts back at Attica this Friday for the Brigitte Classic. 6,000 to win. That's night one of the Ohio Sprint Speed Week. Scene. It's going to be another great week. I got a feeling. And as you mentioned, Speed Week goes through Atomic Speedway. That's night 6. The All-Stars will go through Atomic for their night of Ohio Speed Weeks.
Yeah, and guys, there's no break. It's literally 8 straight, or 9 straight days. Nine straight. There's not a day off. There's not a, let's recap, catch our breath and go. No, there's none of that. As long as everything goes according to plan. But they do have 2 nights, though, at one track. So Fremont has the 2 nights on the schedule, which, couldn't we have found another racetrack in Ohio? Man, I'm tired of these double these same tracks getting 2 nights. It's a lot less. You see only 1 track in Ohio Speed Week. We'll talk about the other one. I'm still baffled as to how that operates. But, this is going to be fun because you've got great racetracks on here. We have Wayne County. We have Sharon Speedway. Obviously, we have Atomic, Waynesfield, Lima Land, Portsmouth, This is what it's all about. It's a lot of racing, a lot of fun, and I mean at least $6,000 to $5,000 every night. So I mean you can't beat that. It's great, and we'll see because the final night of racing is what $20,554 to win. I don't know who the hell came up with that, but it's an odd price point there. You know, for the winner, but either way, it's going to be an amazing 9 days of racing. And I mean, if you've never done it, I hope people go because, I mean, if I was in Ohio, I would do all nine. I would have taken vacation like I do for the other one, which we'll probably talk about real quick. But yeah. That's what it's about. You go. You take the days. You do it. Because that's what we did.
Yes. So it kicks off at Africa for night one. 6,000 to win. All races are 1,000 to win. Night one Fremont is 10,000 to win. Two at Fremont and Chuck and Shirley Kerr Classic. So it's 6,000 to win. All the other races are 1,000 to win. Except, like I mentioned, the final night that the Dean Kittle Memorial at Portsmouth, it is $20,554 to win. So there is a lot of money on the line for these drivers. And like I mentioned, night four on Monday, June 13th, Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks, the All-Star Circuit of Champions, Kyle Ortney, Zeb Wise, Justin Peck, Hunter Schurner, Parker Price Miller, Cap Henry, Corey Eliason. These guys will all be coming to town as well as the Slane Sports Show.
Is he going with you?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Monday.
You're screwed. He's going to want a sprint car now.
Night four, Ohio Sprint this week. We will be at Wayne County. We'll be checking in with Ryan. We'll be checking in with all of the gang there at Wayne County anyway, to catch a night of Ohio Sprint. Christina, the first time I've been able to go because I don't work Mondays anymore. But the downside is I work Fridays, and other tracks run every Friday. I have to give up a couple things, but I'll get to go to Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks at Wayne County Sprint Speed. We'll be there. I can't wait to go.
I mean, I'm glad you're going, considering I always have to coerce you into doing these kinds of races, I feel like. But just beware, because he's really going to want a sprint car. Oh, boy. You got to take him to the late model race. Help get him a little more acclimated to it. But, this is the best time of the year. I'm not even lying. June and July are my two favorite months of the year for sprint car racing, just because there's so much going on and everything and everyone, it's an amazing situation to be a part of. And, I mean, we're going to see this week, and then we're going to get to go and switch gears. And, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't do it. You could go, I feel like you could go to Pennsylvania for a race. There's a lot of, there's PA Speed Week coming up, too. So, hey, why not? You should go, Pete.
we just went to PA Speed Weeks.
You did not go. You need to go.
I didn't go to that. It did win all of that, though. I know. I didn't win every race of that.
Western. That's Western. PA Speed Week. That's so minor compared to about what we're going to see after.
Warm-up.
Yeah. That's the warm-up. So that was the warm-up to Ohio Speed Week. And then after that, we literally will go from Ohio Speed Week to Pennsylvania Speed Week, which starts June 24th and will end July 3rd, barring no rain, if there is rain. Seelands Grove, who always closes PA Speed Week, will get July 4th, which, I mean, they should have pushed it and did another night and finished it on July 4th. But, you know, I digress. There's other things that could be said about this Speed Week where, you know, Lincoln and Williams Grove doesn't need two nights, as well as Hagerstown, which isn't even in Pennsylvania. Shouldn't be on that list.
And it's a late model.
It is. It's a very good late model track, one of the best in the country. And if we want to talk about it real fast, speaking of late models at Hagerstown,
uh-huh.
We saw the best, well, one of the best sprint car drivers in the world pay tribute to Walt Dyer, which used to be a car he drove for. And we saw Lance Deweese in a late model.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled a Kyle Larson.
He did pretty good, too, didn't he?
He did. Honestly, he said their main goal was just to qualify, and it was just to qualify and not destroy the race car. Well, he did better than that. I mean, he made it. Granted, he had no idea what he was doing, considering he had no idea that the rear spoiler had come off the car, and he
right.
didn't really he didn't know. And he said he didn't honestly know if that's what caused him to drop back like that. So either way, he did it. It was fantastic. Congratulations to him. That was just such an amazing, amazing way of thought. In my opinion, because I've never thought I would see the day that Lance Deweese would hop in a late model, let alone something like that. It was really fun and cool.
Yes, it was. And Christina, all of that then, and you know, while we finished PA Speed Week on July 5th, at where'd you see Seelands Grove? Is that where we finished it? I have it in front of me.
Yes, Seelands Grove will. Yeah, Seelands Grove always closes, which is Jim's local racetrack. And so they will always close PA Speed Week, you know, barring they don't do it anymore. But since it's Seelands Grove Ford is the sponsor, that's what it's going to – it will end at Seelands Grove Speedway. It will begin at Williams Grove Speedway on Friday, June 24th. So we'll see Williams Grove, Lincoln, the same Baps Motor Speedway. They mm-hmm. go back to Lincoln, then they'll go to Grandview. Then they'll go to Port Royal for a Wednesday night show. Then Thursday is Hagerstown. We go back Friday. Oh, I lied. Even Port Royal's got 2 days. Ooh, there's three tracks with 2 days. We could have clearly put Bloomsburg in there. Oh, we could have went back to Pass Valley and put that one in there. That's a great track. That's a bull rig, too. They run like crazy there. I've been there for a PAC week show at Pass Valley. Fred Raymer was the promoter. Oof, crazy. Best racing ever. Free beer. Whenever a track gives free beer to the fans, it's a win, let me tell you. But, yeah. That was an intense day of racing. I'm glad I took vacation. I'm just saying, that's why you take vacation for this kind of stuff. But yeah, so no, they're going to end it at Seelands Grove on July 3rd. Literally, I would have loved to see it end on July 4th, but that's a Monday. So, I mean, they're going to end it on a Sunday. Why not? No one's going to work on Monday anyway.
And then if that's not enough for you, Christina, on Wednesday, July 6th, we mm-hmm. go to Learnerville Speedway with the All-Stars for the John Martin Memorial Silver Cup 1, which is $25,000 to win. So, there is a
and
lot
fireworks,
of...
And fireworks, folks.
And fireworks. There is a lot of meat on the line from this Friday, starting with Ohio Sprint Speed Week, all the way through Don Martin Memorial Silver Cup, there is going to be almost probably $100,000 on the line for these drivers. So the next month is going to be big time when it comes to getting paid for these sprint car drivers. They are going to be looking for that money.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy racing to be had. And a lot of other stuff is going to happen. July is going to be, we thought, you know, June is always great and it's phenomenal. And then we're going to get into July and you're going to see even more crazy stuff going on. And I'm not even going to lie to you. July is going to be crazy. Circle the next 2 months. Highlight days, folks. Because in July, we're going to Eldora for 3, 4 days, something like that. And then we're going to go after the World of Outlaws are done at Eldora, they're going to Port Royal, and then they're going back to Williams Grove for Summer Nationals. I don't know. Mind-blowing, lots of crazy racing. I mean, it's going to be absolutely bonkers. And, I mean, we saw some great racing at Port Royal Speedway during Memorial Day weekend as well. We had Bob Weichert Memorial, which is a sanctioned All-Star Circuit of Champions event. Congratulations to Anthony Macri. Swept the entire weekend. Took that beautiful custom-made bowl trophy home. That was a badass trophy. I'm not going to lie. Those custom trophies are pretty phenomenal. So those guys did good.
And speaking of Lewis and another old-timer, Danny Dietrich. Finished on the podium there.
Oh, God, you call Danny Dietrich old.
Don't tell him that.
He's younger than both of us.
He's been around for though, it sounds like. He's just that name.
Yes, he is.
Joining Anthony Macri on that first night at Port Royal was Lane Weiss and Danny Dietrich. Okay, maybe he's not old, but when it comes to sprint cars, he's a big name in PA.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that.
And I mean, for him to be on the podium is a huge deal. Bob Weichert is a sponsor for Danny Dietrich. I mean, he runs a famed legendary color scheme and everything else during that weekend. So, and I know that weekend means a lot to those guys. It always has. So it's phenomenal to see that we have literally the best racing coming across the country in these next 6 months, because it's just what it is. And I'm talking about sprint cars and late models. I'm not talking about let's run around on asphalt and pretend we know what we're doing. I'm talking about these guys really are phenomenal at what they do.
Yes, they are. They are definitely indeed. Big news is if you're in this area or if you're within 36 hours of Wayne County Speedway, be sure to be there on Monday, June 13th. I'm just kidding. If you're within...
Be there and get Pete's autograph.
No, don't get my autograph. I'm nobody. But we will have a bag of goodies with us, thanks to Barbasol. So if you see us at the track, make sure you come say hi. You could possibly be able to reach in a bag and get some free prize. So be sure to look for us. Be at Wayne County Speedway Monday, June 13th, for the All-Star Circuit of Champions of Ohio Sprint Weeks. It was night four of that. Christina, we've got some other stuff to talk about. So I'm all out of fucking dirty if you are.
I mean, we could do it for 2 hours, but
we could.
I feel like, but then we wouldn't get to the penalty box, and I have truly a blessed penalty box to give everyone this week.
I can't wait. Let's just jump right from dirt to Aspen, and just go to NASCAR. I wanted to talk about it today, and I declined to do it because I had a lot of dirt talk to talk about, so I didn't. Maybe next Monday. Oh no, I'll be tracks Monday. We'll talk about NASCAR is just doing for months at another time. Maybe we won't. I don't even care. But NASCAR is we just ran the first time in the Cup Series at Gateway or Worldwide Technology Raceway, whatever you want to call it, right outside of St. Louis in Illinois.
It packed the track. That's all that matters. There was so much
was
time.
There were a lot of people there. Great to see, finally.
Yeah.
A lot of people put up for that race. I think why everybody was there, Stina, because Kenny Wallace was there. Everybody came out to see Kenny
More
Wallace.
More than likely.
So
yeah, that would not shock me. He did do a pre-show in the morning, and that shit was packed. And let me tell you, when he did Speed TV and they were at Richmond, you better believe it, your girl was there, of course. I'm not going to miss an opportunity to spend time with Kenny Wallace. I mean, I petitioned Kenny to be on every broadcast from here until the rest of eternity because, I mean, it's just so
I would
much better.
To Kenny Wallace over Michael Tripp every day of the year.
I feel like everybody would. Get rid of the gridlock and give us Kenny Wallace.
Yes, Kenny Wallace. Gosh,
give me Kenny Wallace.
I think he would probably do it if he didn't have that dirt. He loves the models, Christina. Got to give him that.
He raced
model
the night
guy.
Before.
I know.
And he raced
he
the night before.
He said
he couldn't
even
drink.
Because he had to be on Fox.
He had to get up early for the pre-show. I think he said he had like one beer because that was it, and then he had to go because if he would have never made his pre-show, which I find to be the best thing in the world. I quite enjoy him and Clint Bowyer in the booth together. It's fun. It's probably the most real commentary we've had. And by real, I mean brutally honest, and that's exactly what it was. He basically called them street stock car drivers and not NASCAR drivers. He literally called them all out, which was probably the highlight of my day. And, you know, it was an interesting weekend.
It was. Boy is probably thinking, I brushed my teeth this morning when it was light. So what do you mean you couldn't have a drink last night? I'm kidding. Clint, I kid because I care. Right? That's what Mike Myers always did. No, it was a great race in St.
Mm-hmm.
Louis. Unfortunately, the ending I didn't really care for, but, you know.
I did.
Joey Logano's the win. Yeah, I know you did. You got your second win.
Yeah, but it pains me to pick him, and everybody that knows me should know that it pains me. Anytime I pick the 22, I wrestle with myself over it for about 4 hours before I do it, because I'm like, do I do it or do I not? And, I mean, I'm kind of glad I did, because the other pick I was going to pick was not having a good day. So.
Yeah? Who were you going to go with?
I mean, I was going to take Kurt Busch, but I'm kind of glad I didn't.
He didn't do too bad, though.
No, he didn't do too bad, but, I mean, versus the fact that
he
picked the winner, it's the whole thing. I mean, I've got to go one way or the other. I'm glad I took the winner in that situation. I needed the points, and, I'm pretty sure I surpassed Jeremy a little bit on the regular standings, which is all that I care about. As long as I'm ahead of Jeremy, that's all that matters.
Yes. You and Debbie both jumped over Jeremy. He didn't have a very good day. He's Hamlin. And of course, I go with Stenhouse. He had his talking streak going. And I go with Stenhouse. I'm like, you know what? A nice little over a mile track. Stenhouse should be good here.
He probably would have been all right had he not, you know,
goofed it.
Run into somebody.
Yeah.
But you don't know. Let's not get me started on this. I can't. We would go over time way too much if I would keep talking.
You probably would have had, tie with Daniel Suarez, so that helped you. Because, again, you know, me, Jeremy, and Ty. The top three in the points going to Sunday did not have very good points days. But, you probably have a lot better points today if they hadn't gone with Joey Logano as well. But, yes, you got to win. Debbie got to win. So Jeremy, Christina, Rodney, and Debbie, all two wins on the year and those big playoff points you guys got. So, and now you guys also start your streak. So if you pick the win again for this weekend, get your 10 bonus points for picking two consecutive weeks in a row. But, Christina, We still got a ton bonus points on the line for this weekend. So we've got Margazzano Design stepping up to give us stage point. So for this weekend, if your driver finishes top three at stage end, if he wins the stage, he gets 10 extra points. If he comes in second, he gets 10. And third gets 5 extra bonus points. That's for the stage. Now, we also have podium bonus points thanks to our great sponsor over at Hardcore Fishing Games. If your driver wins the race, you can get 20 extra bonus points. On top of the 5 extra for winning the race, based on a normal Sunday. And then also get your 5 off bonus points as well. Get 10 extra bonus points if your driver comes in second. And then you'll get 5 if your driver cover comes in third. So we've got a big point day on the line this Sun, Christina, for our league play.
I'm looking forward to it because I want to see what crazy stuff is going to happen.
I live for it. And I'm going to have to put a side note in there, Christina, as well for all league members. AJ Allmendinger is not an option.
Does not get points.
He does not get points, so you do not want to take AJ Allmendinger. He will get you a goose egg.
I don't think he's the only one. I mean, is he the only one that won't get points this week coming up? I forget.
I have looked, but I know sure. And you know AJ's going to run Sonoma. But because I believe Xfinity Beach is there as well. Or is
right.
The truck series there?
I don't remember. It's going to be, it's weird. There's a lot of different people in some of these races. We'll figure that out when the time comes because it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I know the truck race has got a variety of new faces and places, and I don't know what's going on and what's going to happen because we've got big question mark with Carson Hocevar, too.
It is just Cup Series, and the Camp Everyone Cup Series will be at...
The Xfinity's off the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. I did see, I don't know if you saw this or not, but at Bowman.
He will be in the Truck Series race.
For the Spire Motorsports.
Yes. He'll be in the... who was in that truck? Who was in the truck that last week for them? Somebody else was in that Spire truck.
I'd have to.
Who was it? I can't remember now, but, I mean, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, interesting. We've got different people in different places, which, I mean, we've had for a while. But, I don't know. I kind of forgot all about the truck series just because Xfinity Series. I mean, well, the Xfinity Series race was fucking ridiculous.
I'm assuming
Spire
is a Chevy.
What?
Right? Spire and Chevy?
What? Oh, yes. It was the 7, was it not? It was the 7?
Rajay.
Yeah, it was Raja. Yeah, Raja, yeah. Who is who runs for ARCA right now. And he's a phenomenal young driver. He was doing great things. He was very disappointed with everything. So it was crazy. It was very crazy racing. He was disappointed with his finish, but he did phenomenal. So, you know, kudos for him. It was his first truck race.
Matt Tyler Ankrum. I mean, that's on the anger on right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of crazy racing at Gateway. Portland was phenomenal, too.
Wasn't David Gravel supposed to post a time or two for Spire? Or was it?
Yeah, but I think that was just for, like, Daytona or something.
Okay. I thought
it could be later on in the race. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, later in the year.
I will post all of these bonus points, obviously, in our show page on the for everybody, and I will put a note about AJ Allman here. Everybody needs to know that they got another one watch pick because not all drivers are available for quarters this Sunday. So, but other than that, just did you get to watch all of the race? I didn't get to watch all the race Sunday. I watched the first stage, and I don't know, about 15 laps of the second stage, and it was so nice. I needed to get my yard. I listened to the rest of the race on MRN. It sounded good. I didn't get to watch it. But what do you think the race thing that saw? I think it looks awesome. It looked like a great race.
Yeah, it was a great race. NASCAR should have.
It doesn't sound convincing. You're not convincing me, Chris. I thought this was going to be good on mile and 1.5 racetrack.
I did fall. I almost fell asleep at one point during that race.
Almost.
But then I got irritated and annoyed and wanted to throw a remote at the TV. But that's for different reasons and, you know, mostly because NASCAR can't officiate to save their lives, but that's besides the point. Did you happen to see at all the Portland race, the Portland Xfinity race?
I did, but I seen Matt was there. So that was cool. Our buddy Matt was there. But no, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, kudos to the fans. We thought the fans showed up at Gateway. Yo, Portland packed. Raining like a mother, packed stands. Rained like crazy, drama, life, every craziest little thing in the world that could happen, happened in that race. I loved it. It was honestly
a road course race.
It was. Oh yeah, it was an amazing road course race. Okay. I will say, you know, AJ Allmendinger won.
Right.
That wasn't the highlight of the race. Everything else was the highlight of the race.
Wow.
Everything else that happened. Yo, it was all over the place and crazy things and amazing stuff that happened. And I mean, today, Noah was a little troll, okay? And he bought some Jesse Awuji merchandise. And if you don't know why, you need to rewatch that portion of the race. But, I mean, that was epic. Jesse Awuji probably, but I don't know, 3 or so laps down. I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was miscommunication or if he was just pissed off at the world or just pissed off at Ty Gibbs and punted him. So, I mean, that was amazing. And Ty Gibbs punted Noah after Noah just raced him hard and he couldn't take it. So, I mean, memories are meant to be there for a reason. So, Ty Gibbs loves to hit people, but gosh, is he a ball baby when somebody touches him?
I will tell you that I was not impressed. The safety crew at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the truck
race. Oh, that
was
terrible. I don't even want to talk about the horrible safety crew response time, considering that's pretty shitty.
Yeah. So did he break his foot then, or his ankle? Is it broken?
There's no real update yet. He hasn't fully updated everyone, so we're still waiting. I mean, I give him the props and stuff. They took him to the hospital and stuff afterwards because there was clearly was something wrong. He couldn't get out of the car. He was screaming for help. And
he couldn't move
his
foot.
Yeah, he couldn't get out of the car. So, you know, we go to the two guys that didn't take the hardest hit. And whatever, it is what it is. But I'm disappointed in the safety crew. And, I mean, the safety crew has lagged and lacked pretty hardcore in NASCAR compared to some of the other people. That's just my opinion.
And there's no use for it. It's not like this is the first race at the track ever. Truck
yeah.
Series, really, they've been coming to this track for a long time now. So, you know, so no, there's no excuse for that.
No, there never was an excuse, and that's crazy on it. So, but, I mean, they need to redo everything and revamp it. It was crazy.
Well, with the win, Joey Logano now joined Ross Chastain and William Byron as the three drivers with multiple wins. They each have two wins on the year now.
Yeah, first time being at track, he does pretty good.
Yeah, he does, unfortunately. You can stop rubbing it in, Christine. You got your point. Chase Elliott still leads the point, but not by much. 9 over Bush. Ross Chastain third. Ryan Blaney. Martin Truex Jr. fifth. Joey Logano sixth. Kyle Larson seventh. Bowman eighth. Byron 9th. Almirola Reddick. Harvick 13th. Briscoe 14th. Eric Jones 15th. Austin Dillon 16th. Now the regular points. It's all going to change as soon as I click this playoff for Christina. Because now we've got below the yellow line, cutoff line for the playoffs, Kevin Harvick, Austin Dillon.
He had a rough time, too.
Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones. These four drivers are on the outside looking in. Now Daniel Suarez is still only 20th in the regular points as well. So he's not in. But Kevin Harvick, Eric Jones, Austin Dillon, they're out because Austin Hendrick has a win. He's in 18th. Kurt Busch has a win. He's in 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And Denny Hamlin has a win. He's in 19th. I'm sorry. Hamlin has two wins on these as well. I'm so sorry. So Denny Hamlin also has two wins. I forgot how he got a win. So because those three drivers are below the cut line, right now they're safe. But Christina, we've got how many drivers with a win? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 drivers now have wins on the year. So, and we still have, what, 9 races in the regular season?
Yeah.
So Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Austin Sink, they get their butts in gear and get about that 16th place in the points. Could be on the outside by the win, even with a win.
Yeah, you're going to need two wins, I think, to clearly secure yourself. It's just
Christina,
how it is.
Denny Hamlin is 2 and he's 19th in 4 points.
Yeah, well, Denny Hamlin also needs to learn how to race instead of running people over and being a jackass.
Yeah. I'll tell you who else has slipped in the points a lot is William Byron.
He went from being good and on fire to, it's just crazy.
Yeah, Hendrix has been slipping the last couple of weeks. Let me cue.
Yes, I'm ready.
Let me cue this up. For the first time, I'm listening to the podcast. That is our Pony Box Doctor. This is the side can dirty. Christina is facing portion of the show. I'm all ears. Can't wait to hear who you got.
Oh, come on. It's obvious who it is. I'm not a huge fan of people that want to be little wieners and, you know, everything else under the sun. And it was craziness. And, I mean, when you intentionally, I don't know. So if you don't know, I'm going with NASCAR this weekend. So Denny Hamlin, and more Denny Hamlin. I mean, first off, you deny hitting a pit crew member when clearly an video and everything else, you know, shows you running over the crew member for Joey Logano. And sadly, I don't agree with Joey Logano saying that he did it intentionally. I don't necessarily believe he did it intentionally, but
yeah, I believe that.
I don't think he did that intentionally. No, but yeah, he took some. He should have taken the blame from the get go and not been a dick. But I mean, this is Denny Hamlin we're talking about. And secondly, I think Ross Chastain's move was more so just a plain racing move. I don't even think that was bad. First off, they showed audio that he was on. They showed like video. He was on the brake. They showed analysis and everything else. He braked and still hit him. The fact that Denny Hamlin's out here blocking that early in a race. Come on, man, get it together. Quit being a, douche canoe and being, these Joe Gibbs drivers. They're all the same, man. Between Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin, can't take it, man. Can't take a hit, but sure can dish the stupid shit out, and that's the worst. That's what I hate the most. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. And on top of that, the craziest thing of the matter is, then you literally were told by NASCAR you made your point the first time. And you still do it. You're intentionally running behind and in the back to try and, like, not let him pass and blah, 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 and this and that. You should have just dumped him then and there. But you still, I can't even with you. Like, that's ridiculous. And NASCAR should have black flagged him, should have parked his ass. But because of who it is and the car owner it was, it didn't matter. That's the bullshit that I hate with the sport. And that's why a lot of people have angst and hate NASCAR is for this particular reason. Now, let's say that would have been, a Corey LaJoy doing this. I would even say Kyle Busch for that matter. They would have parked them.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like they would have parked Kyle Busch for sure. But they let him out there and continue to do it. And here's what I want to know. Did he really keep minimum speed throughout that? Because he was already on the damage clock policy. So now I want to know for sure if he did or not. Because, but whatever. I'm just saying. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And you're being a little bitch. And then you want to go to Twitter and attack the car owner. I mean, come on now. If Justin Marks really wanted to, I mean, there could be things. I'm just saying, Justin Marks knows how to race a race car too. Just so you know. In case you forgot, Denny Hamlin. And now you also make it a live known thing that you're going to intentionally wreck him at some point in the season. The last checked, we suspended and put somebody on probation for the same thing. So, I'm just saying, I don't like it. I don't like Denny Hamlin's reaction to life. I don't like how he is okay that he can do it because he took, I don't know what happened between Stenhouse and Bubba Wallace. I don't really care for that matter. But the craziest thing is you don't like when you get hit and, whatever. But you will intentionally use your boss's race car that you're paid to race and hit a different driver that tapped your driver. Get over it. Let them figure this shit out. Let Bubba Wallace play his own damn battles. Grow up. Be whatever. I can't wait for him to, like, not win another championship because he doesn't know how to, and he chokes from the biggest stage known to mankind, which is winning a championship. That's just my opinion.
Like I said, I started listening to the race on an MRN, and Rusty Cicero was even, Denny and Ross Chastain are going out in the track. He said he was looking at the NASCAR officials. He said they looked amused. Like letting the boys have at it on the track before they finally called down and told both of them that they're about to get black flag if they keep it up and that they better just let each other go finish the race.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like I said, if that was Harrison Burton or Corey Joy or Kyle Busch or
that's the crazy thing. If it honestly would have been Kyle Busch, who drives for the same guy, Kyle Busch would have been black flagged and made in part. I just don't get it. I don't, and I will never, ever understand how the sanctioning body, if we even want to call it a sanctioning body at this point, we're really stretching thin on words as to what to call this, this joke of racing right now. But, I mean, and then Ross Chastain said it was his fault. The kid is his worst critic, in all honesty. I don't even consider what happened with him and Chase Elliott his fault, considering he was the monkey in the middle, so you know, in that racing, and he got pushed up by Austin Dillon. What the hell else was he going to do? And I loved how BJ McLeod was having no point and no way in anyone's bullshit, and said he would take Chase Elliott out if Chase Elliott tried to wreck him again, because Chase Elliott tried to, you know, pull the same bullshit that Denny Hamlin did, and he almost wrecked BJ McLeod instead. I mean, if I'm BJ McLeod, I would have said the same thing he said on the radio. I mean, it's just, come on.
Yeah.
That was, and it's it is exactly like Kenny Wallace said. Professional NASCAR drivers acting like street pro stock drivers at Bowman Gray Stadium. That's exactly what that was.
Yeah.
And he ran his mouth like a little Bowman. And he ran his mouth like one, too. I mean, I cannot wait. I just wish he would literally get into a fight, like an altercation, with the wrong driver. And I mean a driver that can literally throw a punch and, like, connect. Because, I mean, he has yet to be in a fight with a real with somebody that can really fight. I mean, this closest one was with Joey Logano, and I mean, I'm not too sure who won that one because that was a kind of weird battle. But yeah,
right.
I'm not a fan of it. So I mean, NASCAR really dropped the ball. So they could be in the penalty box too. But I'm just so tired of Denny Hamlin's righteous act of him, you know, never being wrong. And I mean, he's dumped how many people in his career? Get off your high horse. You ain't no better. Get off. Go by.
Yeah.
Be gone.
Well, we'll see how boys have at this weekend when we go to the infamous road course in
Sonoma. We're going to California.
Yeah. We'll see how it all plays out there. Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Is Kenny Wallace in the booth again?
Hopefully it's not Michael Waltrip. That's all I got to say.
No, it's Tony Stewart. Stewart because, I mean, they may mention of it. The only reason I know that is because I remember them saying, you know, he won his last race there and he was joining them in the booth. So, it'll be him.
Good. Can't wait. Hey, Christine, we'll be at County Speedway next Monday. On the 13th of June, so we will still do our show, and you'll just have to be running command center. I will call it on the Barbara phone line. We'll do updates throughout the night from 8-10. I will give you live updates on air of the racing is going. Talk to some drivers, hopefully. It's that NASCAR is in California that weekend because We will see Kyle Larson, obviously, at Wayne County for sure. And unless he, I guess him flies home that night and comes to Wayne County Monday night, but we'll see. I wish they were racing closer, but yeah. So we'll be here next Monday, Dina. As we,
all right.
2 hours. 2 hours of talking dirty next month. There you go. 2 hours of
it. How are you even going to do that?
This
is going to be interesting. Remember the last time this tried to happen?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. If not, we'll go to Twitter. We'll do live on Twitter. We'll just start a Twitter space.
Yes.
Go live there. We'll see how it works. We'll just do that. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Anyway, you stay dry for the rest of the week, and
I'm gonna try it. It's gonna be hard to do.
There's a lot of rain
in our forecast.
Yeah, you be safe out there, and we'll talk to you here in a little bit.
All right, sounds like a plan. Get the kids' money ready. We're going sprint car racing next year.
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? Well, no,
yeah.
It's been fun, guys. Have a good week. Enjoy. And I will catch everyone this weekend on the Twitterverse or wherever. You never know where you'll find me. But, Pete, thank you. And have a good night and enjoy the rest of the week. Maybe the railroad can sponsor him. You might have to look into this.
We'll have to look into that. All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, that was my co-host, Dina, of course, every Monday night. She is on air live with me. So thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget, next Monday, Wayne County Speedway, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Ohio Sprint Speed Weeks is coming to Wayne County Speedway, and we will be there. Hopefully we see you as well. I will have a Barbasol goodies bag with me. So if you see me at the track, hi. And I'll let you reach it back and get yourself a prize. We'll be there, so we'll be on air. Also, check Twitter, Facebook, and Flix's Fisher Radio Network. So, until then, have a great rest of your week. Be safe. We'll talk to you then, Christina. Of course, I'm your host, Pete. See ya!